Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Going to be interesting. Do you think they trade up? See, again, we only know what we don't know, Hugh. How much do they value Ed Oliver, who's rise? I think the problem with Ed Oliver anymore is that his stock over the last, say, 10 days to 2 weeks has risen above what the Falcons can afford.
Has it risen to that point?
Well, I think it's risen. If the Falcons, if he falls to Detroit at 8, it won't shock me if the Falcons make a move up. But if he goes, if the Jets are really looking at him at number 3 ahead of Quentin Williams, then the answer has got to be no.
Well, that's a high draft. That's a high stakes to pay for a guy that, you know, you got to move up so far for. But is it really if you feel like he's a generational player, if you feel like he's on the same, if he's the same caliber as a Julio Jones, can he make your team that better? I think that's the thing that we should look at, John. I look at it like this. Thomas Dimitroff hit a home run when he moved up in the draft to get Julio Jones. And if you do that in this draft, that's what you're comparing this move to. I mean, is that a lot of pressure to put on somebody? Yes, it is. But when you think about the only time that the Falcons have done this and they've given up a lot to get a guy, it's been Julio Jones. And Julio Jones has been nothing but stellar. So, in my mind, if you decide to move up to get Ed Oliver, to me, Ed Oliver in 5 years is going to be comparative to Julio Jones in the sense that he's a game changer. So that's what that says to me. If that's how you feel about Ed Oliver, then guess what? When they get here and they have training camp, I am going out there and I'm taking Ed Oliver to the lab in shorts and in a helmet to see what type of guy he is and what did they see. Every play that Ed Oliver is out there on the field this year, if he's an Atlanta Falcon, I'm taking him to the lab and I'm looking to see what he see, what they see.
You know, I tend to agree with you. I think when we talk about impactful starter, no matter the position at number 14, and a guy that's going to have a big impact on this team, start from day one and do that. But if you trade up to 5 or 3 or whatever to get an Ed Oliver, we're no longer talking about impactful starter. We're talking about defensive rookie of the year. That's what you got to get out of him. He's got to be that good.
That's the comparison. That is the comparison because think about it, John. We're all sitting here talking about we think the Falcons are going to move up. If you move up anywhere in the top 10, if you move up to 5, I would say if you move up to 10, I don't think the expectations are as lofty. But if you're moving up to 2 to 3 to get Ed Oliver, then yes, he to me has to have in the span of his career, not in his first year, people, but in the span of his career, he has to be on the same trajectory as a Julio Jones. And he has to be, to me, head and shoulders better than anybody that you have on that defensive line, Grady Jarrett included.
I agree.
He has to be that to me. If you're putting him in that stratosphere of a Julio Jones moving all the way up, then that's what he has to be. He has to be a guy that when you sit there, you see him play the first game, you're like, oh yeah, And I know that's lofty, and that's probably something.
No, but I agree.
That's something that you shouldn't put on a young player. But if you're Thomas and coach, y'all moving all the way up to get that cat.
Yep.
That's what you're doing. You're putting him in that position to be on the same trajectory as a Julio Jones.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.